Monday, the 8th of August, 2022, our food markets are quite active. In fact, everyone is in the Defense Forces and the Heroes Holiday mood. We see the freshness of commodities in the market is actually increased. Fresh carrots, fresh vegetables and everything, which is what is associated with our food markets. Farmers bring fresh food usually in the mornings and even before the day of selling. It's like most of the commodities came overnight. So we see our markets are quite busy. Buses are also carrying a lot of food and people to different areas where consumption is going to happen. Big markets like Mbare, Malaleni, Wablawayo, Shasha, Sakuva and others are really mobilizing food and packaging it for different users, both in urban and rural areas. So we see today, we're starting with charts as usual, $3, not changing much, small, $3.50 to $4, and changed by 50 cents, quite an increase. And then medium, $4.50 to $6.50, is also changed by 50 cents, an increase by 50 cents. Large, $6.50 to $7, also changed by 50 cents. Extra large, $7.50 to $8 a pocket. So it shows like the markup is just increased by 50 cents today, showing that demand is slightly increased. Nevertheless, volumes coming into the market have remained the same, around 400 tons into Mbare, while with other volumes going to Bulawayo and other cities. Potato is almost getting to every corner of the country now. Tomato, Sandax, $18 to $32 today. It's quite an increase. The farmers are quite happy anyway because the range is quite wide, but with freshness and value is actually doing very well with many vendors coming to buy tomatoes in the mass market. Cardboard boxes from Zambia, $18 to $20. We also seen an increase in the price, showing that demand is increasing. Wooden box, $6 to $8. Plastic dish, $2 to $3. Then vegetable section. Cabbage is 25 to 50 cents a head, depending on size. Kovo, $2 to $3.50 a bundle. It's quite an increase there. Rep, $2. Tsunga, $2. $2 to $3 a bundle. Beetroot, 50 cents to a dollar. Onion, 10 kg. Pocket, $5 to $8. Bundle, $1. 60 kg bag of onion is 25 to 28. It's still firm. And then shallots, bundle, 50 cents to a dollar. English cucumber, 50 cents. Cauliflower and broccoli, it's $2.50 a kg. Celery, dollar. Chili pepper, $2 a pallet. Then lettuce, 50 cents. Cherry tomato, 50 cents. Garlic, $2.50 a kg. Same with turmeric, ginger, $1.50 to $2 a kg. This remains firm. Okra, 5 liter, $2.50. Eggplant, $1 to $2. And then gem squash is not in the market for some reason, but farmers are actually saying we've got gem squash in Mutoko and other areas. It looks like in the market it's not coming in yet. It should start coming shortly. Mushroom fresh, $1 to $2. This is oyster mushroom. Head and yellow pepper, $2.50 a kg. Dried food section, still very firm. Matemba, 20 liter bucket, $36.32. Not changing. 30 kg bag of matemba, $220. Madura, 60 kg bag, $420. It's the highest price in the market. And then a 20 liter bucket of madura, $30-$35. Not changing. Sugar beans, 20 liter bucket, $16 to $20. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. And then our dried vegetable section, no change there. Munyemba, still $16 a bucket, Munyeve 14, Mutsine 15, 16. This is a blackjack, that's Mutsine. Dried clove and cabbage 15, 18. So changing really remains firm. High value commodities. Sweet potato, $3 to $4 a 20 liter bucket, still doing very well. 60 kg bag of sweet potatoes, $18 to $25. It's just increased by $1 on the lower margin. Magogoya, 20 liter bucket, $9 to $11. 60 kg bag, $50-$60. 150 kg of Magogoya, $7 to $8 is doing very well, coming from our wetlands, usually in the eastern border highlands, in the eastern highlands, like Wonder Valley and many others, Chipinge, and some parts of Morewa as well. We're actually seeing Magogoya production now increasing, even in dry regions where really like areas like Mandoro and others where they are wetlands, we see Magogoya coming into the production. It looks like very soon we'll have high commercial production of Magogoya because the demand is actually increasing. Butternuts, $30-$35, quite an increase compared to $20-$22 over the weekend. So its price is quite firm. Carrots, $20-$25, a slight drop. Supplies have actually increased. Green pepper, $18-$20, it has come in good force. And then cucumber, $30, quite an increase there. Fine beans, $30 as well. And then we have peas, $20-$25 a semi, that's a 60 kg bag. Green meal is $2 to $3.50 a dozen. It's doing very well. It's actually on season now. Sugar cane, $8 to $12 a bundle, a very big bundle. Fruit basket is still very strong, more than 18 types of fruits in the market. Masao being produced throughout the year, throughout the country this year, $1.50 a 5 liter, is doing very well. The price of cash going down from $3. Matowe, $2.50 a 5 liter as well. Supplies are now increasing of Matowe. Nyi, $2.50 a 5 liter. Maui, dollar a 5 liter. Supplies have also started coming into the market in huge volumes. April, $14-$18 a box. Avocados, 50 cents each or $1 for 2 for 3. Banana crate, $7 to $9. Oranges, $2.50 to $4. Quite a range there. We have sources, some coming from Bedbridge, others from Mazowe, and many other areas, including a lot of orchards in Marondera and Chegude, and many other areas, including Matabele Land. There's a lot of production of fruits is almost everywhere now, of oranges, especially. Apricot is in the market. Natchez, $12 a box. PS, $18. Strawberry, $1. Grapes, $16 to $18. Purple, $1 to $2, depending on size. Rusik, that's tamarind, $1 a punnet now. Actually, supplies are actually increasing as well. Coconuts, $1 to $2. It's actually increased now from Mozambique. Watermelon, 50 cents to $3, depending on size. Licious, $1. Plums, $2 a punnet. Tsuvu is going out of the market now. As well as sweet melons in the market. Pineapple, $8 to $12 a box. Lemon, $3 to $4 a box, a bucket. And then food crops, we actually see quite a firm participation of our grains, different grains in the market. Maize grain, $4 to $5 a bucket, is still doing very well. There's not been much change following the introduction of new prices by GMB. Still, the price remains steady. Maize Mumare, $20 to $23 a bucket. This is for Mutakura. We have seen a lot of some people selling Takura in the market. They tell us that they make a lot of money from Takura. Sell from the morning up to 10 a.m. They are done and is doing other businesses. And then we have Nzungumusho, $20-$24 a bucket, doing very well for those who are independent butter processing business as well as Mtakura as well. And then unshelled granules, $4 to $6 a bucket, Mumari granules, $7 to $8, Nyimo shelled, $18 a bucket. Nyimo is actually a very good commodity for Mtakura and other uses in the market. Soybeans, $10 to $12, wheat, $7 to $8 a bucket, popcorn, $16 to $18 is actually an increase. Cowpeas, $10 to $16 a bucket, doing very well, also is used for Mutakura and other uses. Sunflower, $7 to $8 a bucket. We see volumes coming into the market now, volumes of sunflower. We've seen some demand with some Zim Gold saying they're now buying sunflower. We're not sure how many farmers have started selling, but otherwise the market is also competing. Munga, $8 a bucket, that's pearl millet. Then we have Suyo, small grain, $16 to $20 a bucket. Rice shelled, $40, unshelled, $20. Mafunde, that's sorghum, $10 to $12 a bucket. Poultry section, ordinary broilers are going for $5 to $6, not changing much. Mothers, $8 to $10. Off layers, $3 to $5, an increase by dollar. Then roadrunner hens, $46 each. Cocks, $5 to $7 each. Hunger, that's guinea fowl, $7 to $10. Ducks, $9 to $12 each, depending on size. Turkeys, matokis, $15 to $25, depending on size. I was also doing well in the market. Pigeons, $1.50 to $2. Rabbits, $8 to $12. And then eggs, small, $2 to $2.50. A crate, medium, $2.70 to $3. Large, $3.20 to $3.50. A crate. And then processed foods are also found in the market. We have peanut butter, 1 liter, $2.50 to $3. Maputi, 50 cents to $1. And then unrefined cooking oil, 2 liters going for $4.50 to $5. 5 liters going for $11 to $12. Our markets are quite dynamic. They're quite busy. It looks like many people are now in the buying and selling of commodities, which is where business is found. Many actors, many young people are now in the business of promoting agriculture through selling in the markets. The markets are broadening. We need to continue working hard to really improve our markets in terms of infrastructure, in terms of also supporting what is happening in our markets. We've also seen that law enforcement really needs to support our indigenous food. We've seen that promotion of our own Mutakura and indigenous Mayewe and others is lacking. It looks like there are no laws that really support those. It looks like there's only support for those that are industrially produced, like cooking oil and others. But there's really room for really promoting our own indigenous fruits, indigenous foods and others that are really needed. In the name of agroecology, we still have a lot of work to do to promote our own indigenous foods. This can all happen through our mass markets that are really continuing to drive the economy. As usual, we have more than 100 types of commodities in our mass markets, really showing that they are really playing a very important role in driving our economy. We look forward to really a very good season. Now we are getting into the dry season. August is quite busy with a lot of processing of foods, and we have seen that a lot of our small grains also are used a lot in during our holidays, with many people using them for various uses. We will continue to monitor our food markets. Our food markets are quite busy. They are quite dynamic. Really supporting our production, really showing that the land reform really has been supporting our agriculture and making sure everyone is very active. We're happy that our markets are busy during this holiday. As usual, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.